10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info.
Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, and that demographic just keeps on expanding. Well, I am Sue Z. Zawacki, your host, and weekly I have expert guests on to continue to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. And today's show is about chronic kidney disease and how all dialysis centers are very different, and next stage kidney care definitely stands apart. But about 13% of Americans now have chronic kidney disease, and that is up about 3% from the last decade. And a lot of that is due to so many people being diabetic or having high blood pressure. And just keep in mind, the kidney and heart are connected, as kidney disease is a risk factor for heart disease and vice versa. So no matter what your disease is, it all comes down to how well you manage it and those in the healthcare industry that you surround yourself by. And again, this is where Next Stage Kidney Care in Oak Brook, Illinois is so different. This is where you go to get the best dialysis and not have it define you and your lifestyle. I have two guests that will be joining me today, and my first guest is Dr. William Whittier. He is a graduate from Northeastern Ohio University College of Medicine, and he works in Chicago, specializes in nephrology, and he is affiliated with Rush University Medical Center and Next Stage Kidney Care. Welcome, Dr. Whittier, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks so much, Sue. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate what you do. I appreciate Next Stage Kidney Care. And, you know, dialysis does define people, which we're going to get more into, or it can, but it doesn't have to. But before we really talk a lot about Next Stage Kidney Care, I'd like for you to tell us what exactly a nephrologist does and why a patient may need to see one.
Yeah, a nephrologist is a kind of just a big fancy word for a kidney doctor. And so I am a nephrologist, and I take care of patients who have chronic kidney disease. My main focus really is to try to treat the kidney disease before it gets to failure, and we can hopefully avoid dialysis altogether. But sometimes, even due to my best efforts and the patient's best efforts, the kidneys end up failing anyway, and we then have to go to dialysis sort of as a rescue option.
And so that's the point when all else has failed, or all hope is lost in one area, but hopefully not in the next area. That's
right.
When people actually go on dialysis.
Yeah, that's right. So the dialysis itself is it's termed a treatment, but it's really not a treatment for the kidneys to get better. It's a treatment that keeps the body going now that the kidneys have failed. So it's more of a replacement therapy. It's called a kidney replacement therapy, and that's when dialysis is needed. Once the kidneys have failed, then dialysis kind of takes over and does the job that the kidneys were doing when they were working.
Now, is there anything that people can do? Like, it is related, certain things cause the kidneys to give out, but is there anything that people can do to be proactive? I mean, if they are diabetic, I'm sure keeping that under control helps, and their blood pressure as well, but anything else?
Yeah, you said it perfectly. It's do all the things your mom always told you to do, which is really take care of yourself, have a good diet. The most common kidney diseases, as you said, are diabetes and high blood pressure. Obesity goes hand in hand with that. So exercise, control of those diseases, seeing your doctor, taking your medications, being on the right diet, all very, very important. Just like you said, the kidney and the heart go hand in hand, and when one goes down, the other can go down too.
Now, being a nephrologist, are you seeing the upside? I mean, are a lot more people becoming diabetic?
Yeah, it's really rampant in America and also in the Chicagoland area. Diabetes is increasing and going off the charts. So is high blood pressure, and it goes hand in hand with obesity. At Rush in the 1990s and the early 2000s, we actually were part of some trials that helped discover medications which have which slowed down the rate of kidney disease in patients who have diabetes. So for the first time in the last 30 years, the last 5 years, the new onset of dialysis because of diabetes has actually gone down. So that's kind of amazing because diabetes is still going up, but diabetes in the kidney needing dialysis is finally going down because of some medications that we've been able to do. So it shows you before you get to dialysis, you can really do a lot to try and slow down that irreversible disease to get you healthy and to not need dialysis. We've done quite a bit of work in that area.
Well, I think there's so much to be said if you're diagnosed with anything to really look at, okay, I'm at this point. What do I need to do? What can I do to maintain my health if I am diabetic so it doesn't lead into kidney failure? I mean, a lot of that is maintenance.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things about the kidney disease and high blood pressure as well is that it's termed a silent killer. You probably heard of that. It your kidneys can have 80% of their function be gone, and you cannot have a single symptom. So only when it's really severely damaged, when you have about 10% left, that's when the symptoms come. So all of us could be feeling fine, and right now I could have 50% of my kidneys could be gone, and I wouldn't even know without seeing the doctor, getting the blood test, and making sure that I follow up, as I should.
Now, with that being said, would you recommend somebody that does have high blood pressure or is diabetic to have the blood test to show where the kidneys are at, say annually or every few years?
Absolutely. And even better than that, early signs of diabetes are before the blood test would even show it or in the urine. And so you can do a urine test that every diabetic patient or patient who has diabetes should have their urine checked once a year for more subtle signs of kidney damage, like a little bit of protein in the urine and so on. And it's the same thing with high blood pressure. Checking at least an annual blood test just to make sure that everything is stable is really, really important.
Now, do doctors recommend that?
Yeah, the annual guidelines for the kidney disease as well as the diabetic guidelines out of the endocrine societies all recommend an annual urine test to determine if your kidneys are affected if you have diabetes. Absolutely.
Well,
not just the kidneys, but also you're supposed to get an annual eye exam. You know, you always should be looking at your feet to make sure that you don't have signs of neuropathy or other subtle damage that diabetes can affect. It really is a whole body disease, not just the kidneys and not just the eyes, but the whole body.
Now, I've heard that only about 20% of diseases that are genetic will actually affect, or like, is it, well, if someone in my family is diabetic, will I become diabetic?
Yeah, there's different rates of percentages for different diseases. So there's a genetic cystic disease called polycystic kidney disease, and 50% of patients' offspring will have that disease if they're affected. Diabetes is not as strongly linked to genetics as that, but there is a more subtle link. And so, yeah, if I have diabetes in my family, I'm certainly worried about getting diabetes myself. And that's just another sign that, hey, maybe I better follow up with a doctor and make sure I don't have it.
Mm-hmm. And it all comes through a urine test and then blood work.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now let's talk about dialysis, because when people are on dialysis, it can definitely over-consume them and their life. I mean, they have to go often. It's not always, there's not a lot of flexibility. But what would you tell a new patient, one thing about dialysis, what would it be?
You know, I think the biggest thing that a patient is, if I kind of put myself in their shoes, that if I'm being told that I have to go on dialysis, I'm thinking it's a death sentence. I mean, I know somebody or a family member that has gone on dialysis and I've seen them suffer. I've got a lot of fear if I'm that patient. And I think the number one thing that I try to get to them is that it's actually the opposite. It's not a death sentence. It's not the end of the world. You know, if it's not an easy life by any means to be on dialysis, but at least it's a path forward. If the brain goes bad, there's not a path forward. If your liver goes bad and you don't get an emergent transplantation, then you don't have a path forward. So dialysis at least is a way that gives you a path forward. And the technology has changed so much that it's not just a rocky road that's forward anymore. It's something much more of a smoother transition forward.
Progressing as all medical, or hopefully most medical, is. Dialysis is definitely doing that. Now, how many times a week does a typical patient dialyze?
Most patients in America, I would say 90%, are on what's called in-center dialysis, where they actually go into a center and they go three times a week for for an average of about 4 hours, and they're on one of two schedules, either every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or on every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So they have to go 3 times a week for about 4 hours, and they just can't miss.
And is that ongoing, or?
Yeah, it is ongoing and necessary until they get to a kidney transplant. Not all patients are kidney transplant candidates, but many are, and we can use dialysis then as a bridge to get them over to that. Now, a minority of patients are on other types of dialysis, like home dialysis, and that's actually the fastest growing population, but it's still a minority overall. You know, about 10% of patients on dialysis are doing it at home, but at least that population over the last 5 to 10 years has been growing.
Well, I'm here with Dr. Whittier. We are talking about kidney disease with Next Stage Kidney Care, all coming up next, all of their innovative progressive treatments, all right here on Aging Info Radio.
At Next Stage Kidney Care Oak Brook, they give their patients choice and flexibility. With treatment options including peritoneal dialysis, flexible in-center hemodialysis, and home hemodialysis, their patients can take an active role in their treatments. Their expert staff provides training that allows patients to choose a therapy option that is right for their lifestyle. Contact them at 630-475-4340 or visit nextstagekidneycare.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Imagine having to move your 4-bedroom home into a 1-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
If you are searching for a senior living community, Bright Oaks Group is a place where growing old is optional. Contact Bright Oaks Group at 312-888-4800 or go to their website at brightoaksgroup.com, a very unique senior living community, all at Bright Oaks Group. Well, I'm here with Dr. Whittier. We are talking about chronic kidney disease and especially how not all dialysis centers are alike. And Next Stage Kidney Care is definitely way above and beyond and progressive in what they're doing. And that's nxstagekidneycare.com. Their phone number is 630-475-5028. Dr. Whittier, let's talk about, you know, the different, you know, you have frequent hemodialysis is one of the options. And you also have, you know, home dialysis, which is also home hemodialysis, which is also incredible because Next Stage does it so differently. Let's talk about Next Stage Kidney Care located in Oak Brook, Illinois.
Yeah, thanks so much. I think that the way to think about how Next Stage is so different is to think about a patient. You know, if I put myself in the shoes of one of my patients who's on a typical dialysis where you go to a center, you know, I'll go into dialysis on a Friday morning, let's say at 4:30 in the morning, and finish my treatment at 8:30. And then for the weekend, you know, I'm doing my normal activity of, you know, eating and drinking and walking or working, being with my family or whatever it is. But imagine now that whole weekend I haven't made any urine. Okay, that sounds like a strange thing because most people think about making urine all the time without a second thought. But, you know, my patients are now getting more swollen. Their blood pressure is going up. They're getting fatigued. They haven't had their blood cleaned. And they come in Monday morning then, and I put them on dialysis with two needles again and clean out their blood dramatically, quickly, over 4 hours. And that 4 hours is supposed to replace what the kidney would have done over the last 72 hours. So you can see that that's just not really good enough. And it's no wonder that 90% of my patients are completely fatigued and tired and have high blood pressure and have all these other issues. So where NxStage comes in and is that it gives us an option to do more frequent dialysis. And most of my dialysis patients, if I say, you dialyze 3 times a week, let's do it more, they'll look at me like, are you crazy? Why would I want to do it more? I hate dialysis. I don't want to do it more. But what you can do is give them shorter bursts of treatment, and then each session isn't so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Each session's not such a strain on the body, such a strain on the heart. You know, they say the average recovery time is about, the data shows it's about 4 to 6 hours after each dialysis session for the Monday, Wednesday, Friday patient. And the more frequent dialysis, the average recovery time is about 10 minutes. And so they can dialyze whenever they want. They can do it short treatments more frequently during the week on their own schedule, especially if they're doing it at home, and they can just do it whenever they want. We have some patients who do their own dialysis overnight.
Mm-hmm.
They hook up at nighttime, they go to bed, they unhook, they're finished with their treatment, they have a 10-minute recovery time, and they go to work, or they'll go to school, or they'll go be, you know, part of the community. It's an amazing thing what the technology has been able to do to get patients to do their own dialysis at home.
Now, with the home hemodialysis, of course, your highly trained team of professionals, I'm sure, educates the patient, teaches them everything that they need to know. Do they still come into your center or some of them for dialysis as well?
Yeah, once they're up and running, I see them on an average of about once a month just to check in and see how things are going, or more frequently if they'll need that. But, yeah, let's say that I'm just getting too tired of doing it at home, and I need a little bit of a break, and I can come into the center, and then we can do dialysis here in the center while they get a break. Or let's say that the partner, you know, let's say it's a man who's dialyzing, and his wife is sort of just needs a little break from the machine and everything herself, and so we can take care of the husband while the wife gets a little bit of a break also.
Now, how do you identify with each patient the right modality for care?
Yeah, it's very, very individualized. I think that to put every patient in one box is really a big mistake, and it's unfortunately done all too frequently. We basically teach each patient all the different types, not teach them how to do it, but really show them the ways that you can do it. And then the patient is the one that gets to choose. So there's needleless dialysis that you can do at home. There's dialysis with one needle that you can do at home. There's overnight dialysis. There's short frequent. You know, it's really individualized. I think of it kind of like exercise. Some people like to go to a gym and do their exercise there. Some people like to do their exercise at home. Some people like to run outside. Well, we want to put everybody into the same exercise program. We want to individualize it for every single patient so they can choose, then they can get their life.
Well, I would think for your NxStage kidney care patients to have the flexibility to be able to do the dialysis themselves, even if they were traveling, or it doesn't have to really interrupt their life completely all the time.
Yeah, the patients, unfortunately, that are on that 3 times a week are really stuck in that schedule. Every single week for 3 days, they've got to go in at 4:30 in the morning and finish at 8:30 or whatever the time is that they have chosen. There's just not a lot of flexibility, and this is just a way to get freedom back.
Well, NxStageKidneyCare.com is the website. Their phone number in Oak Brook, Illinois is 630-475-5028, where dialysis no longer defines you because it is designed to get you out of there, which is another huge point about NxStage Kidney Care. I mean, a lot of times in dialysis centers, there's a lot of chairs, a lot going on, and people are there for a very long time. And NxStage wants to do the actual opposite.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We believe in the choice of the patient. And if you give the choice to the patient, they're empowered, they feel better, they live longer.
Well, those three things right there matter a whole lot to most people. I would think so. Would you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, if you had to pick a modality and you needed dialysis, what would you pick?
Well, you might actually be surprised at how often I get that question.
Okay.
For me, it would definitely be home hemodialysis, and I would pick the kind that I would do at nighttime. It's called nocturnal hemodialysis, and I would hook myself up at night and go to bed, and then I would sleep for 7 or 8 hours, which is about how long I sleep, and then I would disconnect and then go about my day and go take care of patients and be with my family and everything. So that one would fit best into my lifestyle, but it may not fit into somebody else's. And so some patients might like a short treatment, you know, two hours, 6 days a week, or some might want a little bit of a longer one every other day. So it's just very, very individualized.
Well, the clinical improvements have definitely taken a lot of the burden out of dialysis.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the data is clear. The heart disease of more frequent dialysis is better. The blood pressure is better. The diet that patients can have is more free. I mean, everything about more frequent dialysis has medical benefits compared to the traditional 3 times a week dialysis.
Like I say, medical care is becoming very progressive, hopefully in many areas. And I mean, with kidney care dialysis, me learning about next stage kidney care definitely confirmed that it is very progressive in helping people, again, where you're not defined by dialysis.
Yeah, and not only, like you said, it doesn't define you anymore and you have all these medical benefits, but the other point is that not only do you live longer, but we don't care about that as much as we care about living better. And these patients have more of a functional life. They have more freedom, and not only is it a longer life, but it's a better life. And they can actually have a life as opposed to being stuck going into jail 3 times a week or going into some other dialysis center 3 times a week.
Or dreading the whole thing, you know. At least it becomes more of an educational process. That also leads me to it. Your website, nextstagekidneycare.com, there's a kidney care navigator, and it really does educate people in a lot of different areas. You know, what is the best way for people to take care of themselves along with the dialysis? So that also really helps, too.
Yeah, and there's so much that goes on with not just the dialysis treatment itself. I mean, I think my patients are on average somewhere around 10 to 15 medications in a day, and then they have a diet that is very difficult to eat. It has low sodium and low phosphorus and actually just low taste. And because of that, it's so hard. But if you're doing your dialysis every day, you get to liberalize your diet. Your medications melt away. Your blood pressure becomes normal. You know, on average, my dialysis patients that are on 3 times a week are on 5 blood pressure medicines, and their blood pressure is still uncontrolled.
Wow. This is very, very progressive. Well, Dr. Whittier, you've been a world of information. Thank you. And again, he is with Next Stage, the medical director with Next Stage Kidney Care. We're going to actually hear from a patient coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
And For My Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, courage is contagious. We are talking about chronic kidney disease today and how Next Stage Kidney Care sets dialysis very apart. They are where dialysis no longer defines you because it is designed to get you out of the dialysis center. And I was just talking to Dr. Whittier, and we have one of his patients on the line with us, and that is Robert Hune. Hello, Robert, and welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Hello.
I'm glad to have you. Now, you have been, you're on dialysis, and how long have you been on dialysis?
I've been on dialysis for 3 years.
3 years. And during that time, have you always been with Next Stage?
No.
No. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about where you had been. And I'm just real curious, how did you discover that you needed dialysis?
I knew about 10 years prior that I was going to need it. But my wife was very strict on my diet. And when I did need it, why, I swelled up pretty good, went to the hospital, and that was the beginning of it.
Now, you said you knew 10 years prior. Was that because you had high blood pressure or you were diabetic?
No, I had high blood pressure. However, I had bypass surgery, and they told me that they gave me something to clot my blood, and that helped my kidneys fail.
Interesting. Well, when you started, when you went into dialysis, what was the biggest change that you noticed right away?
The biggest change I noticed was that I was tired all the time, and I had a loss of time because I had to take this part of my part of this day out and devote it to dialysis.
And then you discovered Next Stage Kidney Care, which is located in Oak Brook, Illinois, and that's when it kind of all shifted around for you, correct?
Yes.
What happened when you found Next Stage?
Well, that's quite a long story.
That's all right.
I'm an avid RVer. We've got an RV, my wife and I. And we like to travel and be gone for a month or so at a time. I could no longer do that. So I was asking one of the places I was at there how I could travel. and still be on dialysis. Well, they were of no help. So I got to look it on the internet and found the Next Stage Kidney Care. About that time, my wife read something where Kidney Foundation was going to have doings in Oak Brook. So we went to the doings in Oak Brook, and I met the people from Next Stage Kidney Care. And it's been history ever since. I immediately went with them and been very happy ever since.
It's just a completely different feeling. When you walk into Next Stage Kidney Care in Oak Brook, it is a completely different feeling than most dialysis centers. And again, their phone number is 630-475-5028. Did you experience that too, Robert?
Oh, yes. When the first time I went, I was completely relaxed. And it was because they paid attention to what I was saying. And gave me one-on-one care, and it was, I guess you could say, very enjoyable.
So it turned a negative into a big positive, and now are you still an RVer?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and so you're able, so they've educated you on the home hemodialysis, correct?
Yes.
And you're able to take that with you?
I've been on home hemo for 2 years now.
That's great. Now, how many times a week do you dialysis?
I dialysize six times a week.
Six times a week. Well, that gives you a little bit time, too, to get, and you take your home thing with you in your RV, right?
Absolutely.
So this doesn't get in the way, and it hasn't really changed your lifestyle. This is the difference that Next Stage Kidney Care made for you, huh?
Yes, it is.
And did they give you a lot of training for the home hemodialysis?
Oh, yes. We needed. My daughter, she got laid off about the time that I started this. And so they taught her how to do it. And then she was so happy about it that she went and learned how to be a regular licensed dialysis technician. So she does my dialysis every day.
Isn't that great to have your daughter with you doing that? And again, I'm here with patient Robert Hune. He's a patient of Next Stage Kidney Care. Their website is nextstagekidneycare.com. Their phone number is 630-475-5028. We're going to hear more from Robert when we get back. We're going to get into the details, exactly why he loves Next Stage Kidney Care. All right here on Aging Info Radio.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
At Next Stage Kidney Care Oak Brook, they give their patients choice and flexibility. With treatment options including peritoneal dialysis, flexible in-center hemodialysis, and home hemodialysis, their patients can take an active role in their treatments. Their expert staff provides training that allows patients to choose a therapy option that is right for their lifestyle. Contact them at 630-475-4340 or visit nextstagekidneycare.com.
A revolutionary new kind of senior living, Bright Oaks is a firm departure from stagnant elder care. At Bright Oaks, we say, life happens here. We celebrate each moment as an opportunity for growth and joy, and each person as an active, participating member of our community. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
Yes, GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focus in on their patients. They take the time to get to know you as a person, providing extended time with doctors and friendly, knowledgeable staff. GenCare has five convenient Chicagoland locations in Oak Lawn, Glenwood, Ashburn, Berwyn, and Jeffrey Manor, all to serve you better. Go to GenCareMed.com for more information. Yes, we are talking about a dialysis center that definitely sets themselves apart, where dialysis no longer defines you, because it is designed to get you out of there and to actually work with your life. And that's Next Stage Kidney Care, located in Oak Brook, Illinois. Their website is nextstagekidneycare.com. Their phone number is 630-475-5028. And the medical director's patient, Robert Hune, is with me, and he is a Next Stage Kidney Care patient. And Robert, now, when you were diagnosed that you needed dialysis, you went to a traditional dialysis center, correct?
I was in peritoneal dialysis at the very beginning, and that didn't work for me.
And what was the biggest downfall, or the thing that, when you said it didn't work for you?
My diaphragm quit working, and I was in a lot of pain every time I'd have to dialyze with peritoneal.
Okay. And then you went from there to another dialysis center, or Next Stage?
No, I went from there to a traditional three-day-a-week dialysis. And that was not the happiest time of my life, but it kept me alive.
And then from there is when you heard about the Oak Brook Next Stage Kidney Care, correct?
That's correct. We went to the doings in Oak Brook. Mm-hmm. Put out by the National Kidney Foundation, and there we met the staff from the local kidney care center.
So, what would you say, Robert, is the biggest comparison from where you came from to Next Stage Kidney Care?
Well, the time slots they are. Next Stage Kidney Care they're very professional. They listen to what you have to say versus what they didn't listen to me when I went to the traditional dialysis centers.
No, I think that's a big breakdown in healthcare alone. It's just like with any service. If you're not being heard, you're not going to get the results that you want or need most of the time. So it's great to hear that Next Stage Kidney Care, they definitely are a team of professionals dedicated and committed to listening to their patients, and as they have you, Robert, correct?
They've always answered all of my questions. I love these people.
I can tell. Great. And you're still RV in it, which is really great.
Yes.
Now, if you could change anything about traditional dialysis, what would that be?
Change it over to Next Stage.
Change over to Next Stage. That's a great change. I mean, I really have to reiterate again, just walking into this dialysis center, there's a completely different feel for it. And it's very personalized, which is really, really becoming more far-fetched with healthcare, all healthcare in today's world.
Yes, it is. I always feel relaxed when I go in there. I really don't have to have any worries.
That's good, because that actually makes for your treatment the whole time that you're there, wanting to be there. You're not in resistance with it. You're not dreading it. And you're enjoying it, actually.
Oh, yes. And they're always there to answer any questions and they give you the one-on-one attention that really everybody needs that's on dialysis.
Now, they also do a thing there where they educate. They're really big on education. And I say that because another breakdown in our healthcare system is that people leave with questions unanswered, or they go through the process and they don't get their questions answered, or there's no time for that. And it seems like to me, just being at Next Stage, that not all that goes on, that they're pretty open even with their what they show on their website as far as the Kidney Care Navigator.
Yeah, so we've never had a question that they could not or would not answer.
And
they've always been very professional about any questions we've had.
Isn't that great? And then, of course, Dr. Whittier, I'm sure he's also helping with the education of your diet and, you know, how to maintain the highest level of health that you possibly can, correct?
Yes. We have a great deal of respect for Dr. Whittier.
And how long has he been, you've been under his care?
For 2 years.
Well, that's great. Well, he speaks very highly of you, too, and I'm sure you've probably learned a lot along the way.
It's a never-ending journey. You're always learning something. If you don't, you're not paying attention.
Well, just like with any disease, I mean, it can be the worst day of your life if you're diagnosed with a chronic disease, but if you're told that you have to do dialysis X amount of time per week and you start to become overwhelmed thinking, how am I going to fit all this into my life and how is it going to work and I don't know enough about it, and then you're as lucky as Robert Hune, which I think you were very lucky to find Next Stage Kidney Care, wouldn't you say so, Robert?
Yes, I would. I would say that's true.
Well, that's so great. And again, their phone number, I highly recommend if you are on dialysis, give them a call and check them out. Is 630-475-5028. Robert Hune is going to give us his words of wisdom for the day, and all coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will, and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing, and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
We've been talking about chronic kidney disease today and where do you go for dialysis so that it works for your life. I highly recommend Next Stage Kidney Care in Oak Brook, Illinois. where dialysis no longer defines you because it is designed to get you out of there. Their phone number is 630-475-5028. And I've been talking with Robert Hune. He is a Dr. Whittier is the medical director at Next Stage, and he is one of his patients. Robert, what is your word? What would your words of wisdom of the day be?
Words of wisdom would be to learn as much as you can about dialysis, and don't be afraid to ask Next Stage Kidney Care any questions you may have.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience and being on Aging Info Radio.
It was very enjoyable.
Imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start, and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. And yes, my paws pooch this week is Springsteen, a four-year-old male, Great Pyrenees mix. All 60 pounds of love. Go to pawschicago.org or call 773-935-PAWS. And of course, Springsteen is waiting for you to call with his paws crossed for you to come and give him a forever home. That's right, Daisy. Springsteen needs a forever home. And I cannot say enough about Next Stage Kidney Care Center. I've been in a number of dialysis centers, and they are just different. I really, really highly recommend that you give them a call. If you are on dialysis and you're not happy with the treatment or care you're getting, call them at 630-475-5028. Or visit their website at nextstagekidneycare.com. I also want you to know, and this is very bittersweet, I've been on the air for 5 years and had over 400-plus guests for my weekly show. They're all extraordinary. They've been extraordinary guests. And next week will be my last show airing on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on AM 560. Do follow Aging Info Radio, though, on all the social networks, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can also join our email list at aginginforadio.com for updates and information. And this has been an incredible part of my life. I hope to continue it. I do enjoy my guests and doing the show. And I hope you have learned as much from my guests as I have, I mean, in many different ways. And I do hope to continue aginginforadio.com. And as I always say, I'm Susan Wacky, your host. And, of course, my dog, Daisy May, is my co-host. And until we meet again next Sunday morning, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.
At Next Stage Kidney Care Oak Brook, they give their patients choice and flexibility. With treatment options including peritoneal dialysis, flexible in-center hemodialysis, and home hemodialysis, their patients can take an active role in their treatments. Their expert staff provides training that allows patients to choose a therapy option that is right for their lifestyle. Contact them at 630-475-4340 or visit nextstagekidneycare.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
What's happening? What does it mean? Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560, The Answer. WIND.